So continuing our discussion of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, the sugya that primarily appears in Maseches Kedushah and Daf Chav Tes. So we already pointed out in the previous shiurim that there are different dimensions of Limud HaTorah. Talmud Torah is not such an easy thing. Obviously not so easy to do, but it's not even so easy to define what exactly the mitzvah is. So we pointed out in the previous year there seem to be two different obligations. There's a Maisa mitzvah of Talmud Torah, not all that different than other Maisa mitzvahs, so putting on tefillin and shofar, making kiddush, which have a certain zman to them. And when it came to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the zman was formulated around the Kisa Mayom Valayla, different interpretations, what exactly that term means. But then there was a whole other aspect of Talmud Torah, which is much, much more encompassing, and that was the notion of Yediyas HaTorah, that the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin in our sugya spoke about, the notion of a person and understanding and knowing become as proficient in knowledge of his Torah as possible. And as the Rishonim pointed out, obviously that cannot be done with merely learning one quick halacha in the morning, one quick halacha at night. You can do that for 120 years and you still not know Torah kula. So especially if you learn the same halacha every single day and every single night. So let's see if we can focus a little bit on the second aspect of Talmud Torah, this all-encompassing lifetime goal of mitzvahs and yediyas HaTorah. So our sugya begins with the first of the Mamakamos. It's the Gemara Maseches Nedarim, even though we're really learning Kedushin, but we're going to start backwards from the sugya Maseches Nedarim. And the first of the Mamakamos, it's the Gemara Nedarim Daf Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara of Gidla Marav, Ha'omer Ashkim Be'eshne Perek Zeh. If a person says, I'm going to get up early and I'm going to learn this Perek, I'm going to learn the third Perek of Mitzvah. Or Eshne Masech Tezu. The person says, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go learn, I'm going to chaz all of Yevamos. Neder Godol Noda L'Eloike Yisrael. So his statement is binding in halacha. It's a neder, not just this is a neder, it's a neder, it's a neder godol. It's a huge, large neder, all significant neder that the person took. So before we even get to the intricacies of this statement, just teich what the words mean. This is a neder. What does that have to do with a neder? We know that there are two terms in halacha, two very, very basic terms in halacha to describe when a person wants to voluntarily prohibit something unto himself. The Torah has a lot of things he's not allowed to do. The person wants to add on a few more. Whether he should be or should not be doing that is a whole other discussion, but he decides he wants to. So the Torah gives you two different models of creating your own private, personal Isurim. One is called the Ned, and one is called the Shvua. And Ned there focuses on the object. So the person says that this bread should be also to me. He's trying to cut down on his carbs a little bit. So he says, this bread should be also, this cake should be also to me. So he focuses on the Chetz of the object. He takes the object and basically turns the object into a Davra, also into a Davra, like a carbon. A shvua, the focus is on him. And he says that he won't eat the bread. He doesn't say the bread should be also to me. He won't eat the bread. And at the end of the day, the result is the same. Whether he took a neder or he took a shvua, he's bound by his words, lo yachal devaro, there's an issur in HaTorah to violate the words of his neder or shvua. But it is very, very important to know the differences between the two. There are sugyas shlemos, both the Maseches Nedarim and Maseches Shvuas, that highlight differences lemaisa between the Nedarim and the Shvuas. So here, when the Gemara says that the person took a neder to do something, the lush of a neder seems to be very bizarre. Because neder, by definition, doesn't speak to the person. Neder speaks to the object. Where's the object? Who object? Where object? So there are some Rishonim who say the Gemara doesn't really mean neder in the classic sense. The Gemara almost means shvua. The Gemara is almost using the two terms interchangeable. But the person basically swore, basically took an oath, so to speak, that he's going to do the following. There are others who say that the Gemara's lush of neder is actually very, very much bedukdak. What the Gemara is referring to as follows. There are actually two different kinds of nedarim. There are nedarim of Isser that we described. The person wants to not eat so much cake, so he takes a neder that the cake should be also to him. There's another kind of a neder, a nidre mitzvah, nidre gavoa. He takes a neder to bring something to the Beis HaMikdash, or he takes a neder to give money to tzedakha. So that's a nidre gavoa. That's a neder to do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's also called the neder, but it's a different kind of a neder. It's not nidre Isser, it's nidre gavoa, nidre mitzvah. So it could be that that idea of Nidre Gavoa may not only apply to giving gifts to Beis HaMikdash, giving gifts to the Shul, giving gifts to the Yeshiva, giving gifts to Tzedakah, it may apply to other kinds of Durim Shul Mitzvah as well. So the person says they're going to do the following mitzvah, so then they are bound by their words, but tell us Nidre Gavoa. So we're not 100% sure what the status of this statement is, but one thing we know is that it's binding, that it's significant. The person made such a statement. It's actually for this reason that the poskim say a person should always get into the habit of saying Gli Nedem whenever they talk about doing Torah Mishra Mitzvah. If a person says, yeah, I'm going to the Shia tonight, so that's a serious statement. It's not a joke. You have to say Gli Nedem. Now, some people overdo it a little bit. They say Gli Nedem. Oh, I'm going to get some pizza for supper tonight, Gli Nedem. I mean, that's a little, unless you said you're going for a Siyam or something, some great Tzorcha Mitzvah, going for a Sudas Chalmoyd or something. But, probably still does not pay for the pizza. But if you're if a person is saying Dvarim Shel Rishos, there's no need to say Blined. They would be saying Dvarim Shel Mitzvah, so that's a good Lola Yumar Adam, as Asa Lama Blined. So here the person, Mamish, said, I'm getting up and I'm going to learn all about Mitzvah, and that's it. I'm going to Mamish Chazer all of Yavamis now. So never go to Nala Kleisro. So he asks the Gemara, there is a principle in Hilchos Shavuos that a Shavua doesn't take hold on a pre-existing Shavua. Let's say a person already took a Shavua to do something, and then he takes the exact same Shavua to do the same thing over again. So that's meaningless. That doesn't count. Well, let's say, for example, what if a person already didn't literally take a Shavua, but he's what's called Mushpa V'Oimed Mehar Sinai. That means a Kodesh Baruch Hu made him take a Shavua at Har Sinai. We all stood at Har Sinai. We stood at Har Sinai. We said, Nasa V'Nishma. We swore allegiance to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we swore to put on tefillin. We swore to eat matzah. We swore to shake a lulav. We swore to shake to blow shofar. So we made a shavuos to do dvarim shel mitzvah. That's what the Mishnah says in the Sefer Shavuos, that if a person takes a shavua, takes a shavua, he's going to put on tefillin. That's a meaningless statement. The enemy has to put on tefillin. That's called the mushpa v'yamin har Sinai. So that's what the Gemara asked the question. This fellow is mushpa v'yamin. He has to learn anyway. So what kind of story is that? That it's a shavua, it's a neder, it's a statement of commitment. What do you mean a statement of commitment? He's already committed. He read the Mushpa V'yamin Mehar Sinai. So the Gemara says, Maika Mashmulan. So what's the significance of the statement of Rav, that the Neder Gadol, the Shavua Gadol, whatever it is, the Afilas Ruze B'Alma, so Hainud Rav Gil Kamai said, maybe all the Gemara meant to say was, is that even though the Shavua / Neder wasn't really Chal, didn't really take effect, but it's a good idea, and it's something that, it's a good Zriz, it's like a Musavar. It's not a halachic statement. The Gemara says, we already know that. Rav Gidla already taught us that before. So hakamash balan. So what the Gemara really means is as follows. Kevan the Eboy put the nafshe b'kriyash b'shachmas yarb. This sounds familiar from last week. Mishumachi chashvalei. Says the Gemara, when a person takes a shvuah or neder, whatever it is, to learn Maseches Bava Basra, he's not mushba b'yabed b'hasinet to do that. He never took a shvuah to Kodesh Baruch Hu to do that. You know why? What shvuah did he take to Kodesh Baruch Hu? That he's going to keep all the mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs is Talmud Torah. So to keep the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you don't have to learn Bava Basra. To keep them, don't tell my Tamir that we just gave Bechina Bava Basra yesterday. So to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you don't have to learn Bava Basra. To fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, all you have to say is Kriyash Meshachas V'Yarvis. That was last week's Shir. Vagisa Bayom Balayla, the Kriyash Meshachas V'Yarvis. So comes the Gemara and says, since you don't really have to learn Bava Basra, you don't really have to learn Yavamas, you don't really have to learn Chulin, you could just every day just knock off Yechiv of Nishba Bar Sinai. We're just simply saying Kriyat Shema. So then, Limud Torah is in effect not a Dvar Mitzvah. Limud Torah is a Dvar Rishus. If it's a Dvar Rishus, I can't even say it with a straight face. It's a Dvar Rishus. So then a Shavua should in fact be Chal on it. That's Taich Gemara. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. So the bottom line is the Gemara just said this explicitly that the Parsha, the Sugya of Mushpa V'Amin Mar Sinai, that the person is bound by his oath to Kadosh Baruch Hu Sinai, doesn't really apply to Talmud Torah because it's not true. Because boy, padanavshe b'chachmas v'yarvus, you could just simply knock off your chi of your mushpa v'asinai v'kriyash b'chachmas v'yarvus. So it's on this Gemara that the Ran has his comment. We alluded to this Ran last week, and now we're going to explain and see the Ran inside in the second of the Marmakamas. Hakamash v'lan the kevdi boy padanavshe b'chulei. So the Gemara sounds like it's saying that really, truly, all you have to do is a little bit of shema in the morning, a little shema at night. Mistavra li, says the Ran, it would appear to me. The lav dafka, but the bahochi miftar. He says, come on, means that? How can the world could they word mean that? That you just say Shema the Moshe Shema night and you're done with your whole religious obligation for Talmud Torah. Shrei chayev kol adam lilmo tamid yom balayla kifi kochom. Says the Ran, everybody knows that that's not true. Everybody knows how many thousands of Amar Chazal do you need to tell us that? You have to learn as much as you can, yoday and night, kifi kochom. If you're aminu per kamid kedushin, and the Gemara that says it most explicitly, is that Gemara. Is that Gemara kedushin? That's what we're learning this sugya. It says in Kedushin, the Torah says, which is a lashon of shin, has to be sharp, has to be totally and completely fluent in kol terakula. If somebody asks you a shayla about the Tyson's Vachim, you got to have a tip of your tongue. If you start, Fomfka, it's assuming that you read the Tyson, assuming that you learned Vachim. I don't remember exactly what the second teretz of Tyson's cash was in Vachim. So that's not a fulfillment of Shinat Levanech. I go back and chas a little bit more. So comes the Ran and says, the Kriyashma Shachas Yarvis, Losag Lochi. I think you do the trick. You can say Kriyashma as many times in your life, it's not going to help you with the Tyson Zvachim. So obviously there's something missing over here. Obviously, when the Gemara says that boy put the Nafshe, your Yaita Yechiyav, clearly the Gemara cannot mean Kipshuto, that there's no purpose of learning past that point. So it says the Ran, so what does the Gemara mean? So says the Ran, the Gemara is talking about a very, very limited scope. The Gemara is not talking about what you have to do. The Gemara is talking about the details, the intricacies of a sugya called Mushpa V'yomim Har Sinai. There's a principle in Halacha that if you took a Shvuah at Har Sinai to do something, so then the second Shvuah on that isn't going to take effect. Says the Ram, but this Gemara means as follows. Mikanirali Raya L'mashe Kesavti Perek Shvuah Shtayim Basra. The Chomidei of the Asibid Rasha Avo Mishum in HaTorah came the Leisei Mefurish Bekra Behedja Shvuah Chalavav. Says the Ran, there is a difference even within the world of deraisas. There are many, many dinim that are dinim in HaTorah, but not all dinim in HaTorah are exactly the same. There are some dinim in HaTorah that are mamish explicit in the Pesukim. The Torah says, the Torah says, black and white, you have to take a Luvin Eser. The Torah doesn't say Luvin Eser. The Torah describes the meaning, and the Torah Shabbat explains us what those meaning are. But the Torah Shabbat says, do the following. You must do the following. If a person takes a Shavuah to do the following, that Shavuah is meaningless. He's mushmu beyond Rasidan. We already signed off on Kol Torah Kula. Any that says we already swore. We already swore allegiance to Kadosh Baruch Hu on Tag Mitzvahs. That's called Nasa Benishma. Ein Shvuah Cholav. But there are many, many dinim in HaTorah that are not black on white written in Torah Shabbat. They're derived from Torah Shabbat Peh. They're derived from drashos. This halacha that we have to become proficient in Kol HaTorah Kula doesn't say that in the Chumash. Rav Hashem Hashaleimar. Tachziru Kol HaTaisim and Zvachim and make sure you don't forget anything. But the Torah says, in a little bit of a roundabout way, is Yishnat Levanecha, Yudhira Torah B'chadon Mefichah, Yediyah Satorah. This is the mitzvah, Yediyah Satorah, we spoke about last week. This is the source for that Chiyuv min HaTorah, Yediyah Satorah. But that Chiyuv of Yediyah Satorah is not explicit in the Torah Shebichsav. And therefore, since it's not explicit in the Torah Shebichsav, it's not bound by the rules of Mushra V'yom Har Sinai. And therefore, when a person swears that they had learned by the Vavasra, you can't call that Mushra V'yom Har Sinai. The Mushma B'yom Har Sinai part is the mitzvah of Mice of Tamatar of last week's year. Yom V'layla, little morning, little night, Kriyashma morning, Kriyashma night. That's Mushma B'yom Har Sinai. Anything above that, it doesn't mean you don't have to do it. Of course you have to do it. What's the Shai Levad, you have to do that. The only thing is, says the Ran, you can't apply the rule of Mushma B'yom Har Sinai to this. So when all the dust settles, we're back to where we left off last year. That we came to the conclusion last week that there's a mitzvah Mice of Tamatar. That's every morning and every night. And then there's the overall encompassing mitzvah called Yediyah Satorah. The makor for the mitzvah Yediyah Satorah is Vishinantim Lepanecha. It's a dim in a Torah. There's no question that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants and expects and commands us to do. You want to know why it's not part of the sugya of Mushma V'yomeid, so learn the Ran and Shavuos, and the Ran will explain to you. There's other 20 rayas for that you sold. So now let's take this mitzvah Yediyah Satorah and just see how far reaching this is, what the consequence, what the ramifications of this mitzvah are all about. So there's a very, very famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It's in the third parak Mishnah Ches. Rabbi Dustoy Rabbi Yani Mishum Rabbi Meir Omer. If a person forgets anything that he learned, it's almost like he's chayev misa, not literally. When the Gemara sometimes makes those statements, ki'ilu, you know, it's as if, so you have to, it doesn't mean it in a halachic sense. It's like Lamashal, the Gemara says, a person gets angry, it's like they're an oven of Avodah Zarah. So if you got angry today and you touched the bottle of wine, you don't have to throw it out. You're not an Ovid of Avodah Zarah. There are dargas of what Ki'ilu means. So here the Gemara says that Kol HaShokhech V'mishinasa, a person forgets something that they learned. So it's Ki'ilu Mitzchai B'Nafshah, Shenemar, Raki Shomu L'cho, Shmar Nafshcha Miyo, Pentish Chasad V'ma Shemar Necha, Yochlof Yotok Allah B'Mishinasa. So I might think that those psukim that speak about the person who forgets his Torah learning refers to somebody who just, he learned so much, he just can't remember him. He's getting old, he's losing his eyes. Not as sharp as he was in his early years. So I might think such a person is chayav misa. No. Tamaloma ufen yesur milvavcha kamechayecha. Ha'enam is chayav benafshat sheyesh v'sir milibo. It means the person is almost like actively forgetting him. He's taking his learning lightly. He's not chazering. He's not working. He's not trying to work on his learning. So that's a problem. If a person is learning so much that nature kicks in and Baruch Hu created shicha. But we're not always with kisya covered, so we forget things. So comes the Mishnah and says that's not called pedesum uvachuch lemefeicha. But the ikaron, there is a mitzvah called shichasa Torah that a person has to be careful not to forget what one learns. Some people are very, very machmer in this mitzvah. They don't want to learn anything in the first place because if you're so machmer, you don't learn anything. Then you have to worry about the system. That's not the goal of this halach. So what's the nature of this din? What is this all about? The Torah is telling us there's something wrong with forgetting what you learned. What exactly does that mean? What is wrong with forgetting what you learned? So even though the Mishnah here is using these psukim to referring to forgetting concepts in Torah, forgetting sugyas in Torah, forgetting halachas in Torah. The Ramban suggests that maybe the Pshuta Shemikva doesn't even really refer to this. If you look at the psukim that the Gemara is quoting, so the psukim are actually in Parshas Vaschanan. The psukim discussing Mamet Harsinan. Mamet Harsinan appears in Yisrael and then is repeated in Vaschanan. And in Vaschanan, the Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu warns Klai, so don't forget what you saw. Don't forget. There was a Kailas of Brachim and Nichol Shefer and Anim Kod. Don't forget all the tremendous impact of Mamet HaSinai. So the Ramban says he thinks that the Iker Pshat in the Pasuk, when it says, Betishkach Sadvar Mesheru Anecha, doesn't mean don't forget the context of what you learned. Don't forget the sugya. Don't forget the halachas of HaSinai. It means don't forget the experience of HaSinai. Experiential learning is a whole. We thought that was invented 20 years ago. No, Ramban says it already. Ramban says that what the Torah is concerned about is the person's going to forget this unbelievable events of Mamet HaSinai, Kol Zibrochim, and Kol Shofar. That's what the Torah is screaming at. Don't forget that. But the Mishnah Lemaisa interprets this pasuk in addition to that Pshuto Shemikra as referring to forgetting one's learning. So what is so wrong with this? What's the nature of this halacha? I learned the Torah, I learned the Gemara, I learned the Shulchan Aruch, and I forgot it. Okay. Bechin is over already. I forgot it. What's so terrible? So comes Rabbi Yonah in the fourth of the Ramah Kamas, and Rabbi Yonah says about this halacha. Let's pick it up in the middle of the second line. This refers to a person who shall nosan bulvavo lemar ki ashicha mitziv bnei adam. We all forget things. That's natural. A person is required, is incumbent upon a person to try to review many, many times. You think about it all day and all night. They say a story about the rugged Shabbat. So they say the rugged Shabbat had an unreal memory, like beyond the photographic memory. So somebody once asked the Osamech. Osamech and the rugged Shabbat were both Rabbanim and Dvinsk in the same town in Europe. So they asked the Osamech, is it really true what they say that the rugged Shabbat Mamish is a low human, not a normal human memory? So the Osamech said, no, rugged Shabbat doesn't have such a good memory. That's such a good memory. Everybody knew yet. Osamech says, a memory means when you remember something you haven't seen in a while. The rugged Shabbat was such a masbid that he always sees Torah. He's constantly chazering. So what from some of us, we haven't seen that daf gemara in 7 years. It's the Yomi cycle. Rabbi Shabbat just saw it 10 minutes ago. So what's a great memory? That was the Osamech as well. The Mech is also not known to be such a bad masman either. Anyway, I think they said Dvinsk. I was never in Dvinsk. It's a town in Lithuania, if I'm not mistaken. So, or in Latvia, I forgot to remember which changed the borders every 10 minutes anyway. But apparently this town was not such a big town. And there are two of the Gedolyon, the Rakuchov and the Osamech, the two Rabbanim in town. It wasn't the Vilna. And Stafa Bichain, it was like it have such an amazing star, two Rabbanim. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says that it's natural for people to forget things. If a person doesn't take the effort to chazak al yomchah la'elash taluchah losu b'libo la'asa raising his chai b'nafshim, and what's so bad about this? Rabbeinu Yonah continues, ki yavo lahoros api haskaraso, because if a person forgets what he learned, he's going to come and make decisions in Torah based on his forgetting of the sources, forgetting what the halach is. What'll end up doing is things that are mutter will say a rasa, things that are rasa will say a mutter. So you make a whole bunch of mistakes. You didn't say takolabal yodo. He went to the shir nuch Shabbos, he went to the Shabbos, and then he forgot. The Rebbe said that's awesome. He thought the Rebbe said it's mutter. Small difference. So says the Rebbe Yonah, that's the problem. Says the Rebbe Yonah, what's wrong with forgetting Torah is that it's going to interfere with your ability to observe mitzvahs properly. So this is a throwback that we spoke about 2 weeks ago. We introduced the idea already 2 weeks ago that there are really multiple halakhim of Talmud Torah. There's Talmud Torah as a ma'isa mitzvah. There's Talmud Torah as a diyas Torah. But there was also a dimension of Talmud Torah as a heksher mitzvah as well. That you have to learn Uchah Shabbos in order to be proficient in Shabbos. You have to learn kashrus in order to observe kashrus properly. That's what we mentioned 2 weeks ago in the name of the Beis Halevi, that even if there wouldn't have been a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we still would have had to learn Orachayim Rodeh Cheshvish and Rabbi Nezah. Maybe we wouldn't have had to learn sugyas about Irni Dachas and Ben Tzor Mora, things that are not relevant, but the parts of Torah that are relevant, anyway, we would have had to learn because that's part of Shemiras HaMitzvahs. So that's what Ben Yonah seems to be highlighting here as well, that the reason why you're not allowed to forget what you learned is because doing so is going to negatively impact on your Shemiras HaMitzvahs. But if you take a look at the Rambam, it's going to be very hard to take a look at this next Rambam because it's the wrong Rambam of the Mamre Kermis. It is right Perek, right Halacha, but wrong Hilchos. It's supposed to be Hilchos Talmud Torah, not Hilchos Yisodei Torah. Just the difference in the word Yisodei and Talmud. I try to send the corrected, I tried quick to get the corrected message out, but it got lost in the shuffle. So I guess in the true spirit of Torah Shabbat, bear with me. I'll try to do my best in terms of presenting it. Those who have on the phone, we want to look up a Rambam for an Achalach, you can follow them. But anyway, the bottom line is, what the Rambam says is as follows. The Rambam is talking in the beginning of the Chassam Torah about just how much a person has to learn. So the Rambam goes to the whole list we spoke about last week. The person who's sick, and the person who's suffering, and the person who's old, he's busy, a parnosas. Every reason under the sun, the Ram says, there are no excuses. And then the Ram continues in Alech Yud and says, Chayev Adam Lumot Ad Yom Oso. The person has to learn Torah until his last day in this world. Ad Yom Oso. Why? Ram continues, because if he doesn't continue to learn, Miyad Hushechech, he's inevitably going to forget. So, that's why you have to constantly keep on learning and learning and learning, because otherwise you're going to forget. So notice, with the Rambam placed this halacha of Shochech Dav Mishnaso, he puts it into Hilchas Talmud Torah. He doesn't talk about this in the realm of mitzvahs. He doesn't say that don't forget your learning, because if you forget your learning, you're going to mess up in Hilchas Shabbos, you're going to mess up in Hilchas Kashrus, you're going to mess up in Hilchas Brachas. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Chayev Adam Lumo, because if you're going to forget, that's going to be a problem. So Rav Moshe Feinstein suggests what the Rambam was driving at is that the Rambam clearly understood this Mishnah Pirkei entirely different than Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rambam understood the reason why Shochech Dav Mishnaso was a problem is because it's a pagam in the midst of Talmud Torah. If you forget what you learned, that is undermining, that's a mevatel, so to speak, that's ruining your midst of Talmud Torah. Why is that ruining the midst of Talmud Torah? Which midst of Talmud Torah is it ruining? It's clearly not ruining the part of the Maisa Mitzvah. I learned Bar Mitzvah last year, and I learned Yivamis this year, and hopefully I'll learn Shabbos next year. So every year I learn, forget, learn, forget, learn, forget, learn. What's the big deal? It's like, I shook a lulav on Sukkot. I don't know if the Chaz is shaking the lulav the whole year. I blew the shofar for Rosh Hashanah. Sure, I'll come back next year. I'll come back to Rosh Hashanah next year. Every 7 years, Daf Yomi, I'll come back to the next Masechta. What's the difference? Will I forget? So Moshe says, no. If Talmud Torah was just a mitzvah Maisi, then you're right. What's the difference? I learned, forgot, learned, forgot, learned, forgot. But it's more than that. It's Yediyas HaTorah. So if you learned and you forgot, what you forgot is not part of your Yediyas HaTorah anymore. So the mitzvah Yediyas HaTorah is an ongoing mitzvah. It's not a one-time shot. It's not a one that I do the mitzvah now. I got it in my back pocket and no one can take it away from me. It's an ongoing lifetime accomplishment. You have to reach Ad Yom Oser. You have to reach the Kisei HaKavod with as much Yediyas HaTorah as you could possibly accumulate. Again, different people have different kishronos, different talents, different people have different life circumstances. So it doesn't mean that everyone's going to become to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the same knowledge of Torah. But a person, as the Rambam writes in the Chashuva, every person has the ability to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Namely, just as Moshe Rabbeinu reached his potential, each and every one of us can reach our potential. So for some people, reaching the potential means to mamish know every single taisa tucked away in Zvachim. And for others, it means the person learned Taf Yomi, the person learned Mishnayos, the person learned Chum Shabbat. Each person, according to whatever their situation, life, their potential is, they are required to fulfill the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah to the greatest degree possible. But if a person is going to take the attitude, I learned already, I'm done, I got it all down pat, and now, next 20 years, I'm just going to, rest of my laurels, says the Rabbi, Yadu Shecheyach, you're going to forget. And the more you forget, so the more that detracts from the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. So this has nothing to do with Rabbeinu Yonah. This is a legamri, different interpretation. So here we have three different halakhim of Talmud Torah. We have Talmud Torah as a Hechsher Mitzvah for Maisa Mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Yonah is connecting the Issa Shechas HaTorah to that aspect. Then we have Talmud Torah as a Mitzvah's Maisi. It's like put it on tefillin every day, put it on tefillin every day. It's like Kriyashma every day, you learn a little Torah, you write a little Torah. Shechech Dav Mishnaso has nothing to do with that. And then you have the third part of Talmud Torah, which is Yediyas HaTorah, which according to the Rambam, that is exactly why Shechas HaTorah is such a problem, because it undermines that global, long-time, lifetime mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. This second or third, depending on how you're counting, of Halakha of Talmud Torah, of Yediyas HaTorah, now seems to be part of other concepts that we find vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And one of the most famous Rashi's in the sixth of the Mamakomos, in Parshas Bechukosai, Bechukosai Kelechu, Rashi says, Bechukosai Kelechu, Yachot Akima Mitzvos. It sounds like the Torah is saying, if you observe the mitzvahs, everything's going to be great, you get all the brachas. So no. That's not what Chukos HaTalecha means. Kishu Omer Ves Mitzvosav Tishmoru, Hare Kibah Mitzvosomor. The Torah says in Chukos HaTalecha, Vimes Mitzvosai Tishmoru. So obviously, Mitzvosav Tishmoru means keeping the mitzvahs. So what does it mean to walk in the Chukim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do you walk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chukim if you don't keep the mitzvahs? What does that mean? So says Rashi, quoting from the Torah's Kohanim, from Chazal, Ramani Mekayim Es Mitzvosai HaTalecha, Shetiu Ameilim Batorah. That you have to work in Torah. A Malashal Torah. That's where the source of a Malashal Torah comes from. One of the many Mamarach Chazabal, a Malashal Torah. What exactly does that mean? A Malashal Torah. So here, notice what Chazal don't say. They don't say, because I delecho, Shetil Lom De Torah. Doesn't say that. It doesn't say to learn Torah. It says to be Amo Batara. Amo means to work. Amo means to sweat. Amo means to toil. That's what Amo literally means. Remember the Rashiva of Kerbi Yavne, the Golden Satsal, used to say so many times, it's already Nifta, already. It's your time, it's going to be this year. It's already going to be 27 in a year since he was Nifta. I can hear the words, like as we said it yesterday. He would say, Amol Shal Torah, to Amir Matara, Ma Ta Choshev, Yoshev, Al Chof Hayam, he said, by the beach. Kosho, Coca-Cola, Biadachad, your feet are up, you know, you're kind of like, you know, looking over, reading over a part of the Parsha. That's called Lome Torah. That's not called the Moshul Torah. It's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. Lome Torah is a beautiful, wonderful thing, but don't kid yourself where she was. That's not called a Moshul Torah. A Moshul Torah means to work, to hover, to really, to pay attention, to work over a sunya, to work over a shia, to work over Mar Mokom. That's what it means, a Moshul Torah. That's what it means, Chosai Telech, to a Moshul Torah. The question is, why is it that a Mela Shabbat Torah is so important? Which aspect of Limudat Torah is it that requires of us to become a Mela Shabbat Torah? Well, lechora, if all Talmud Torah is like we spoke about last week, simply a Maisei Mitzvah. Every morning, learn a little bit. Every night, learn a little bit. It's kind of like Kriyashma. It's kind of like Tefillah. It's kind of our daily routine of, you know, we as observant Jews do. We learn a little bit. We put on Tefillah. We daven a little bit. We make brachas. Those are things we do every day. Why does it have to be a Melos? We have to be amazing. We put on tefillin. We put on tefillin. We have to work and sweat and, you know, steig away from it. We have to put on tefillin. You have to sleep. You have to wake. Whether it's tikkach in the morning, it's dark, it's light. Mishiach. You know, put on tefillin and try it on, off, on, and come on. It's a tefillin. If Talmud Torah was just that, so you should just be alone with the Torah. We have the din of Amoshal Torah. Why is that so important, Amoshal Torah? So the Chora, where that comes from, is based on the Gemara tells us in the Megillah that Yogata Umatzasa Tamin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that if you don't work on something, if you don't work in the realm of Torah, you're not going to succeed. You're not going to accumulate Torah knowledge. So it's true that you may go through the motions and you may have put on the tefillin and said the Kriyat Shema and David the Shemone Esrei and made the brachas and chewed the shofar and ate the bat. That's all true. For Ma'aseh Mitzvah, you don't need a Moshul Torah. But if you want to reach the second degree or the third degree of Yedias HaTorah, so Yagata Mitzvah, if a person says, yeah, I finished Kol Torah Kula, it was a sitch. I got the whole, every Taisus in Menachos and Chulin and Erevin, all those sugars in Yevamos. For me, no big deal. It took me 10 minutes to knock off all besides Yevamos. So, I'll tamin. It's not true. Of course, you have to be a gay Abitur. Of course, you have to have a Moshul Torah. So, it could be that this din of a Moshul Torah is a halacha. It's not just a Muslim word. It's a halacha that the only way to fulfill your Yedias HaTorah properly, it's working with the assumption that you can have an emotional Torah. Perhaps it's this aspect of Yedias HaTorah, which is presupposing emotional Torah, which may be the source of another dimension of Limudat Torah as well. The Sefer Eglei Tal is written by the Avnei Nezer, by the Sefer Chavar Rebbe. So he wrote an additional all his tshuvas of Avnei Nezer. He wrote a classic Sefer Nochu Shabbos for the Eglei Tal. So in the Hagdama to the one of the Rebbe's, he was here a couple of years ago. Right before COVID, I forgot already which Rebbe exactly he was. He was related to the Sacher Chavar. He was part of that mishpacha, and he came to talk to people. The brachas. I went to see him for a little bit. So he asked me to talk and learn. We're talking and learning for a couple of minutes. So he said to me that he's from the Avnei Nezer on one side. I think on his mother's side is from the Beis Halevi from the Briskers. So So he was laughing with me a little bit. He said, that's why he talks. He can talk my language also. He saw right away that I was talking to him. The way I was talking to him was a little bit more in the, a little more yeshivish lingo than the chassidish lingo. So he said, he knows that language also. So we're talking a little bit that also. Anyway, so the Abbe Meizer also, even though he was a Rebbe, he's a chassidish Rebbe, but he has a lot of the classic lumdus. He has all the classic Rei, the classic lumdus, and Rosh Shabbos is so much of it is found in the Sefer Eglital. So in his Akdomit Eglital, so he has a fascinating insight to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He says that he draws depicts two individuals here. He said, look at the two following people. One of them really does not like learning very much. And he just doesn't enjoy what he's doing. But he's Maisa Nefesh, and he grits his teeth, and he works, and he works, and he works. And even though he figures out at the end, he'd rather be doing something. But he doesn't. That's one fellow. They get another guy in the corner. He is just having the time of his life. But these 2 days in Taisvus, and what's the Machlokes, and Reb Chaim, and the Rambam, and the Raivet, and he's fine. He's just enjoying himself. He's having a great time. Who's the great Olam Torah? So most people would think, says they tell the first guy, he can't stand what he's doing it anyway. What a tzaddik, what a l'shvadik. Says they tell, no, the second guy's the higher level. You know why? Because part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is less anigbo, is to enjoy it. Enjoying Torah does not detract from your learning. It enhances it. That's part of the mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Torah to enjoy. That's what we're supposed to do with it. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to enjoy. Wants to be gishma. He wants us to learn, sit, and read a Taisus for now, and then, wow, what a gishma, what a nervayim, wow. That's wonderful. That's a good thing, to enjoy Torah. So that idea that limud Torah is supposed to be besimcha, that's a halacha. It's not just a musavar also. That's a din, that part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, to fulfill Talmud Torah on the highest level, is supposed to be besimcha. We even express that in a birchas haTorah. In a birchas haTorah, we say a very, very strange phrase. We say, Asher kidishan mitzvah on the last mitzvah of the Torah, and then we say, b'harav nashal l'kenu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want to have a good time when I'm doing it. B'harav nashal l'kenu, make it sweet for us. Since when do we interrupt the bracha of a mitzvah and say, I'm sitting in the sukkah, leisha b'sukkah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, let this be a gishmak one. Let me really enjoy this. Let me get the most out of this matzah. Lord, it's such a silly thing. When it comes to Talmud Torah, all of a sudden, the middle, I'm stuck right in the middle of the bracha. Rebbe Shalom, come on, I really want to get a good time when I'm doing Harav Nashim L'Kenu. According to the Rebbe Talmud, it makes a lot of sense. This is not a hefsek in the bracha. This is part of the mitzvah. This is, I ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to enable me to be mezakeh me to fulfill the mitzvah to the highest level of Harav Nashim L'Kenu. Where did that idea come from? What's the source of that idea that Harav Nav Simchas HaTorah that becomes an integral part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? If Talmud Torah was simply just by routine, you get up every morning, you say Kriya Shema Tefillin, you bench when you eat, Talmud Torah, then you go through the motions, Nafka Mina. But Talmud Torah is a Diyas HaTorah, and the Diyas HaTorah is a Bol Shel Torah. We know in life that the things that you work for the hardest are the things you enjoy the most. It's double portion like that. We all know that. Relationship that you work on and things that you work on and goals that you spent a lot of time and effort on, those are the things you ultimately enjoy the most. So we say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we want to be a Mola Shel Torah and we want to enjoy it. The barometer of our Yedias HaTorah will be the joy of HaTorah. The more we enjoy it, the more indication that we put our heart and soul into it, the more we put our heart and soul into it, you got the Matzah Satamin, that will ensure that it's going to be, we're going to have a kidney in HaTorah in terms of Yedias HaTorah. So when we speak about this idea of Yedias HaTorah, we sometimes think this is like a mashkiach or a Musa Shmuel speaking. There wasn't one Mar Mochem here, except for the Mar Mochem Sefer Torah, that's the wrong one. There wasn't one Mar Mochem here that's not Mamish Halacha. Every single day, just Mamish Din. Just Mamish, I read Gemaras and Rishayim and Rashi and Chumash. Everything, a couple of Rambams, everything is Mamish right out of the world of Halacha. That in Hilchas Talmud Torah is a Yisod, that yes, there's a Talmud Torah B'Torahs, Heksha Mitzvah, Shmiras HaMitzvahs, Rav Yoinah's emphasis before. They selected from 2 weeks ago. Then there's, yes, there's Talmud Torah, as Magisbi on Belayel, every morning, even add a little bit as a Maisa Mitzvah, that was last week's year. And then the third part of the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the Mitzvah Yedias HaTorah with the Din of Amol Shel Torah and Simchas Torah, which all go hand in hand with, according to the Rambam, Shichas HaTorah. It all encompasses the greatness, the vastness of this Mitzvah of the Mitzvah of Yedias HaTorah. Next week, we'll talk about continue some of the Sugiyos and the Sefer Kedushin.
Do women not have this Mitzvah?
So that's the throwback that we spoke about last week. In terms of if you hold the base of late before, just to get to the point of knowing what you're doing, so then as long as she accomplishes that goal, that's enough. But those who say that she has a quasi mix of Talmud Torah, maybe would hold this and then do another Torah also.